Foxton Readers, Level 4, The Railway Children, by Edith Nesbit, retold by C.S. Woolley, read by Sally Cave, copyright Foxton Books, 2019. Chapter 1. The children had not thought about railways before. They were ordinary children. They lived with their mother and father. They went to an ordinary school. Roberta was the oldest of the children. She was her mother's favourite. Peter was the middle child. He wanted to be an engineer when he grew up. Phyllis was the youngest. She always wanted to do good things, but she mostly made a mess of things. Their mother spent a lot of time with her children. She read them stories and played games with them. She read them poetry on special occasions. The three children were very lucky. They always had everything they needed. They had a dog called James, and their father was a nice man too. They were all very happy, but it didn't last forever. It was Peter's 10th birthday. He had lots of presents. One of them was a model train. After 3 days, it blew up. It frightened poor James. Peter cried about his broken engine. His mother wrote a poem for him. He had an engine that he loved with all his heart and soul, and if he had a wish on earth, it was to keep it whole. One day, my friends, prepare your minds. I'm coming to the worst. Quite suddenly, a screw went mad, and then the boiler burst. With gloomy face, he picked it up and took it to his mother, though even he could not suppose that she could make another. For those who perished on the line, he did not seem to care, his engine being more to him than all the people there. And now you see the reason why our Peter has been ill. He soothes his soul with pigeon pie, his gnawing grief to kill. He wraps himself in blankets warm and sleeps in bed till late, determined thus to overcome his miserable fate. And if his eyes are rather red, his cold must just excuse it. Offer him pie, you may be sure, he never will refuse it. Their father had been away for Peter's birthday. When he came home, their mother said to him, "Now, dear, if you're quite rested and quite comfy, we want to tell you about the great railway accident and ask your advice." Father listened and said, "I can fix it." But before he could fix it, there was a knock at the front door. 2 men had come to see Father. He said, "Don't worry, I will get rid of them, and then we will fix the train." Father was gone a very long time. Mother and the 3 children could hear him shouting at the 2 men. They were all very worried until Father rang the bell. The maid came to fetch Mother and took her to the library to talk to Father. The children waited until the bell rang again. They heard the 2 men leave. Mother came to see them. She looked very white and ill. "It is bedtime," she said. "But you said we could stay up late because Father came home," Phyllis said. "Father has gone away on business. "It's time for bed now," Mother said. The children kissed her and went to bed. Roberta gave Mother an extra hug. The next morning, Mother had gone. Cook and Ruth, the maid, made the children breakfast. Mother had gone to London. The children went to school. Mother didn't come home until 7 o'clock at night. She looked tired and ill. "Children, the news is very bad. Your father will be away for a long time. I will be away too. You must be good. Please do not argue. Do not ask any questions about what is going on," said Mother. "Is it government business?" asked Phyllis. "Father works for the government." "It is," said Mother. "Then we will be good. We will not argue. We will not ask questions," said Bobby. The maids were sent away. Aunt Emma came to stay. Then one day, Mother said, "We are going to live in the country." Everything useful in the house was packed up. All the pretty things were left behind. They went to the train station. Aunt Emma waved goodbye. It was a long train journey. It was very cold when they got off the train. All their bags were on the platform. They picked up their bags and walked to their new house. It was very dark. There were no lamps on the road, and it was all uphill. A man on a cart stopped to help them. He took Mother and the children to the house in his cart. He found the key under the doorstep. He found a candle and lit it. There was a scratching noise in the walls. "Oh, what's that?" Bobby cried. "It's only the rats," the man said before going home. "Only the rats?" Peter cried. "I wish we hadn't come," said Phyllis. "Come on, let's look around," Mother said. They explored the house. The furniture from their home was there. "I'm hungry," said Peter. "There is a big box of food in the cellar," Mother said. They went down to the cellar and got out the food. They tidied up the dining room and had supper. Then they went to bed. "I will leave the door open. If there are rats, just scream. I will come and tell them what I think of them," Mother said. The next morning, Roberta woke Phyllis and Peter up. "What do you want?" Phyllis asked. "We are in the new house. We don't have servants. Let's go and unpack for Mother," Bobby said. The three children got dressed and went downstairs. There wasn't any water in the house. They had to use the pump in the garden. After they had lit a fire and put out the plates for breakfast, the children went to look for the garden. But they couldn't find it.
"Never mind the garden," said Peter. "Let's go down and look at the railway. There might be trains passing."
"We can see them from here," said Roberta. "Let's sit down a bit." The children lay down on a big grey stone and fell asleep. Mother found them awake at 8 o'clock in the morning. The children had been up since 5:30. They spent the day unpacking the house. Mrs. Viney from the village came to help. At lunchtime, Mother went to lie down. The children went to look at the railway. They watched a train come out of the tunnel.
It was like a dragon going by. The children walked down to the station. They found the coal for the trains. It had white marks on it. Peter asked the porter, "Why are there all these white marks on the coal?" "So we can tell if people are stealing it." "Don't take what isn't yours," the porter said. Peter liked him. The children didn't go to school anymore. Mother spent all day writing letters. They all missed Father. In June, it was very cold. Bobby wanted to light a fire. Mother said, "No, dear. Coal is too expensive." The children didn't like being poor, but Peter had an idea. He was gone all day. There was an old pram in the garden. When Peter came home, he told the girls, "Bring the pram and follow me." He took Phyllis and Bobby to the railway. In the brambles by the station, he pulled out some coal. They put the coal in the pram and pushed it home. Peter was stealing coal from the railway. Mrs. Viney and Mother didn't know. Peter told the girls, "I am a coal miner," and they believed him. Peter went back to the railway to get more coal, but one day the station master caught him. "I have caught you at last, young thief," said the station master. He grabbed Peter and didn't let go. "I'm not a thief," said Peter. "I'm a coal miner." "Please don't hurt him," Bobby cried. She and Phyllis had followed Peter. "You are the children from Three Chimneys. Why are you stealing coal?" the station master. "Why are you stealing coal?" the station master asked. "Mother said we were too poor to have a fire," Phyllis said. "Well, you can't keep taking my coal. I will let you go today. Don't do it again," the station master said. "Oh, thank you, thank you," Bobby said. The children went home without any coal.